Hey there. How you doing, beautiful one? I invite you to take a nice deep breath with me. And here we go. Take this moment to relax, reprogram, and replace any negativity that you may be experiencing with positive affirmations. It's that time to get our mind right, so let's do this. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. Every day, in every way, I am getting better. Every day, in every way, I am getting better. With each and every breath, I invite peace and happiness into this day. With each and every breath, I invite peace and happiness into this day. Today, I radiate positivity, strength, and courage. Today, I radiate positivity, strength, and courage. With a smile on my face, I will handle whatever happens today. With a smile on my face, I will handle whatever happens today. I am in control of my own happiness. I am in control of my own happiness. And I now choose to stay positive today with grace. And I now choose to stay positive today with grace. I am extremely happy today. I am extremely happy today. I only attract positive vibes this afternoon. I only attract positive vibes this afternoon. I now focus on laughter, and it multiplies. I now focus on laughter, and it multiplies. I am so grateful for everything that I have. Thank you. I am so grateful for everything that I have. Thank you. This afternoon, I embrace all the joy that comes my way. This afternoon, I embrace all the joy that comes my way. I am now surrounded by love, and all is well in the world. I am now surrounded by love, and all is well in the world. Every step I take today is leading me towards my happiness. Every step I take today is leading me towards my happiness. I am capable of finishing this day on a positive note. I am capable of finishing this day on a positive note. And if there's one thing I know for sure today, is I got this. And if there's one thing I know for sure today, is I got this. Well, hi. How you doing? I am back. Guess who's back? I was unable to do my weekly episode last week because it is the summertime. And I was busy. So it happens. And if you hear this motor in the background, it is my lovely neighbor on his tractor. So I am going to do my best to reduce that noise in the editing process, but I would love to have the windows open with the birds singing. I love that, but I cannot today. So there's that. And sending him my love. Always. So I thought I would do these affirmations for an afternoon pick-me-up. You know, we all get into that slump sometimes. And I thought it would be nice to just, you know, do some inspirational affirmations for when you're having a tough day or you're a little tired or, you know, we all have those days. So, and, you know, I thought I would come on and give you some of my tips as well. Some of the things that I do to help me get through the day if I'm feeling less than up to par. You know what I mean? So one of the first things that I love to do, and I always keep one on my desk where I'm working, and that's a candle. I am obsessed with candles. I love them. And it's the whole ritual of it. You know, I like to light my candles with an old-fashioned match. I have these big, you know, long matches, and I like to light it and then light my candle. And it makes me happy. So that's one thing. And I love the smell of the match. What else do I like to do? I love to, you know, sit down and take a break and do some affirmations. Also meditation. You know, I might do some guided meditation sometime. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people out there doing that, and I love to just do a really short one. You know, it just kind of resets my mind, and yeah, it makes meditation for me is a game changer. I really enjoy it. So, I also like to get up and move my body. I love music. I enjoy dancing. If there was a hidden camera in my house, oh my God. I'm a goofball. I will get up, I'll turn on a song, and I will just start dancing. Moving my body and listening to music just, you know, like for most people, it just switches your mood around. And so that's another thing I do. I love breath work. Breath work really helps me calm down. It really it's so helpful. When I just stop to take a couple breaths in and a couple breaths out, and, you know, holding and then releasing, it feels amazing for me. And it can take me immediately out of a negative mindset. Or if I catch myself talking negatively inside my mind, breathing deeply, thinking positive thoughts, manifesting, just putting a smile on my face elevates me. So I like that. I love to visualize. I'll stand up and I'll just step away and take a break and visualize. I daydream all the time. Like, I can zone out just looking outside the window. I've done that since I was a child. I remember being in school, and I don't know, it's almost like it's just this zone I go into, and I can't tell you what I'm even thinking or what's going on when I zone out. It's just kind of this glazed look that comes over my face. Well, at least that's what people say. But I do a lot of visualization. Jeez, you know, ever since like the solar flares and the lunar eclipse, I'm telling you, there is something going on with the energy in the universe. I felt it majorly. I'm still feeling it. But anyway, I'd like to visualize. And if I'm feeling really tense, you know, if I've had too much coffee, and I love to just sit and take it out and chewing a piece of gum because, you know, your whole body gets tense. You know, if you have too much caffeine, it's like this crazy, intense feeling. And I feel like I need to chew on something. So gum is a great stress relief for me. And, you know, it's good for your jaw. So what else? You know, and just, you know, pull yourself back. Just take a moment and just let everything in the outside world kind of fall to the wayside. And just be present, be in the moment, and, you know, just take a break. Sometimes we just need a break, and that's good. You should definitely do that for yourself. Yeah, I mean, that's about it. I just, and you know, when I light my candle, I always like to think of something positive when I'm lighting it. It's a beautiful manifestation technique for me. I've been thinking about the whole manifesting thing, and you know, I am new to this whole online social media stuff. This is very new to me. Probably within the last 3 years, I was never on social media. And now that I am, I'm seeing a lot of things that are going on. And there's just a lot of people doing it, you know, and everybody has their own ways and such about manifesting. And I'm going to take that manifesting is going to take a backseat to what my plan is here. I just think there's way too many people doing it. I think it's becoming a thing where people are just out there making up a bunch of crap and not even, you know, they're just, all they see is dollar signs. And it seems to be like a scam at this point, from what I can see is out there. So I'm going to take a break from that. My main focus here is to help people, like really help people. And I've always said, you know, self-love, loving yourself. If you can absolutely 100% love yourself, the manifesting comes natural. It just comes, it comes with it. It's like your vibration is low when you have low self-esteem. And when you pick that up and you raise it, then everything that you desire from the universe comes in naturally. It's just what it is. So, you know, teaching people manifestation, you really don't need to know anything. You know what you need to know? You need to know how to love yourself, how to be confident and grow and have a positive mindset. That's really all it takes. And then it's just a natural thing for the manifesting to, for that door to fly open. Because once we really love ourselves and we're meditating and we're taking care of ourselves and we're raising our vibration and thinking of love, joy, and positivity, though, that's, like I said, that's the open door. You don't really need to know anything other than that. So, you know, my main focus here is going to be self-love, because for me, that was a struggle. And I know how to help people with that. So that's what I'm going to concentrate on. And the affirmations is the key. It was for me anyway. Like I said, it's like a programming. I mean, how long do you think it took the world and your parents and your friends and, you know, big advertising to program you to think of lack? It took a long time. You know, for me, it was close to 40 years that I really got to the very bottom of what and why I felt so shitty about myself. And, you know, as I discovered affirmations, excuse me, it changed my life. And that's going to be my focus here, is just, you know, when you find a true, unconditional love for yourself, everything else falls into place. You know, and in the future, if, you know, if people really, you know, want me to do, you know, an episode or two on manifestation, I will do that. But right now, for me, it's really all about, you know, what I know best, and it's, I would like to help people with confidence and low self-esteem and to truly love themselves. So, yeah. And I think that's it for now. I'm really enjoying the summertime. It's really beautiful here. I'm really trying to get outside a little bit more and mow the lawn and, you know, take care of some stuff like that. There's a stupid raccoon that keeps getting in my cat's house. I have this shed that I turned into a cat house. And this raccoon keeps coming through.
the cat door every night. And it only happens in the springtime. But this time, you know, these are the luxuries of living in the country. There's other things, you know. It's just the raccoon. And he's cute. He's funny. I have a camera inside my cat house so I can check on the food and stuff. So my camera is taking pictures of this raccoon and it's insane. Like, I even went out to get, because I have to pick up the cat food before it gets dark or the coon will eat everything. So one day last week I went out there and I mean, it was still light out. And I opened the door and I scared the crap out of the raccoon. I mean, it literally jumped and it's trying to scramble to get out of the cat door. And it's just been a circus, but it's fun. I have a mama deer here with her baby. And it is so special she walks right through my yard with her baby. And the baby's jumping around and, you know, it's Bambi. And that's beautiful. So, you know, the country is not all it's cracked up to be either. I mean, whether we live in the city or the country, there's always something. But I have to have nature. That's my happy place. Okay, so I'm going to leave it here. And until we meet again, this is Angelique. Thank you for joining me. I do really appreciate you. And I'm sending you my love. Have a great week. Take care. And smile.